Is a nation that truly has no clue. They don't know what they're doing.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goal. You know the thing.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. You know, Christmas is a week away, and I don't know about you, but I, for some reason, just am not getting in the Christmas spirit. It just isn't happening for me this year. Usually this is one of my favorite times of year between this and Halloween. It's 1-2. I can't do it this year. And, you know, it might have something to do with the fact that this is the first Christmas that I've had without my mom. And she loved Christmas. Absolutely loved Christmas. I just went to my dad's last night, actually. And it was weird. You know, I haven't seen my dad in the longest time because he's been in the hospital. Half of my family's been sick. I didn't want to expose him to anything. And I finally saw him for the first time in almost 3-4 months. It's horrible that it's been that long, but I just don't want to get the man sick. He's not the healthiest man. And, you know, at this time of year, whenever we'd go to my mom and dad's, the house would just be like walking into the foyer of a high-end hotel. Christmas trees, lights, just, it was beautifully decorated. And no disrespect to my dad, he just doesn't have that gene in him, but there was nothing. He just got home from the hospital, I'll give him that, but it just doesn't feel like Christmas. And I don't know if it's just the blah of how we feel in general. I mean, we're completely inundated with inflation, higher prices, can't get anything for Christmas gifts. Plus, this whole COVID thing hanging over our heads again. You know, are we going to get locked down? Are we not going to get locked down? It's depressing. The good news is, just today, we are finishing up our new Christmas song called Supply Chain Christmas. So, if you know or are a member of SoundCloud, look for that, multiple myselfs and Tommy V, the new song, the new Christmas song, free of charge. You can download it, stream it, whatever you want to do for no charge. It's called Supply Chain Christmas because that's what is going on now. You know, I want to get my son a PlayStation controller because we have a tendency to just destroy our PlayStation controllers. I don't spend a lot of time on the PlayStation, but when I do, you know, the controller, you're running around and all of a sudden your gun fires and then there you go, you blow your cover. And the controllers, they hit the ground and we have a hardwood floor and it just destroys the controllers. And you can't buy any. You cannot find one. I'm sure if I swam through the Pacific Ocean, I'm sure I could find one on one of these cargo ships, but who wants to swim through that shark-infested water? Not me. So, it's a week before Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's tough. We had our first, well, I'm not even going to say really good snow this year in Michigan, because we really haven't had any. It's white on the ground now, but there's rain coming, so that's going to wipe that out. It's going to be a green Christmas, and the older I get, the more green Christmases I'm seeing, and it wasn't that way when I was younger, and it's not climate change, everybody. It's just cyclical. It happens, and the growing seasons are changing. Our climate is changing. It has to do with the sun. It has to do with the earth. We have nothing to do with it, so liberals, sorry, stop crying. It's just not happening that way. So for this show, we're coming up on Christmas. And, you know, if you're like me, you run up your credit card and then you just pay it off. And hopefully you pay it off in time so you don't hurt your credit score. But there's something coming to America. And Trust me, it's coming. It's not just going to be your quote-unquote credit score. It's going to be your social credit score. And what that social credit score is going to do for you is if you are a good social standing citizen, well then, you will be able to get some things in life. If you do not qualify as a good social standing citizen, they're going to make life really hard. It's actually happening in China right now. And does that surprise you that America is going to adopt this? But it's coming. Trust me, it's coming. So I want to talk about that today. And then, you know, I don't even know if that's going to finish the show or not. It all depends on how that talk goes. It could go on forever. But before we begin, I have a new advertiser on the show. And you all know how much I love to promote other podcasts. And this one was a no-brainer. This one is the Ohio Hauntings and Legends podcast, Ohio, just south from us. It's a no-brainer. I'm going to promote this show, so listen to their ad. And if you love the paranormal, if you love urban legends from Ohio, if you're from Ohio, and I have a huge contingency from Ohio, if you haven't listened to this show, do it. But anywhere else, because it's not just Ohio. It's all over. Urban Legends and Hauntings. This is Ohio Hauntings and Legends Podcast. Listen to this.
Hello, and welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends Podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me. There are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
So, if you haven't heard of them, if you haven't given them a listen, go to Ohio Hauntings and Legends Podcast. And thanks for advertising on the show. So, with no further ado, let's begin the show. So, as I said, this time of year, everybody's racking up their credit card debt, trying to get the best presents for their children, their parents, their significant other. And January, the bill comes, and they're like, oh my God, what did I do? Happens to me every year. This year's a little different because we can't get anything. You know, you go to the grocery store and half the shelves are empty, and God forbid you go to the toy store, order something from Amazon, there's a good chance you're not going to get it before Christmas. But regardless, we have our credit score, and that basically tells the banks and the lenders how well we pay our bills. And the better we pay our bills, the better the opportunity to get a loan, a low-interest loan, to buy a house, to buy a car. Well, in China and in the UK, they now have what they call a social credit score. And it's coming here to America. And it has to do with basically, yes, how well you pay your bills, but how good of a person you are and how well you treat the environment. This is all about the Green Deal thing. And it just basically states how well you are acclimated to being the person that the government wants you to be. And if you don't think that it's coming to America, you are sorely mistaken. Because as I've said before, anything that's going on in Europe, and it's growing in popularity in Europe, it's coming here. These lockdowns that are happening in Europe, they're coming here again. As I stated, the UK has a semi-quasi version of this social credit score that China has, but it is growing in popularity over Europe as a whole. And again, what happens in Europe happens here. But much like our credit scores that we have here. China's social credit system that they have been rolling out in phases since 2014. So let's look at how our government is acting in this country, and you will see how this is being implemented as part of the Great Reset. I mentioned this briefly during my show recently on the Great Reset. I wanted to go deeper into this. So what the social credit system is it attaches a positive point value to behavior that the government views as praiseworthy, and that's showing integrity, responsibility, and or trustworthiness. And it shows a negative point value for behavior that the government wants to discourage. Bad behavior includes spending too much time playing video games, not caring for aging parents, poor driving, jaywalking, not paying one's debts, and of course, criticizing the government. Now, the first question that I hear everybody through the headphones asking me, well, how are they going to know if I'm playing video games? How are they going to know if I'm not caring for my parents or if I drive poor or jaywalk? Why do you think we live in a surveillance system now, especially in China, and it's growing very rapidly here in America? You cannot go anywhere without being on camera. You know, when you walk into Walmart, you had those black half circle globe things staring at you at the front door. Those are cameras. They track you going in. Then the cameras inside track you. But it's not just that. All over the city where you live, businesses have outside cameras. Cameras on the streets, cameras on the corners. You can't go anywhere without being on camera. This is how they're going to determine how you drive. What are you doing with your parents? How are you walking along the street? Are you following traffic rules? Are you jaywalking? Because if you are, that lowers your social credit score. And therefore, that will affect your ability to prosper in life, essentially. Now, what I want to do is I want to give you an example of how it works in China, because they've got this stuff down to a T. They have got this down to a science. And, you know, with Sleepy Joe and Kamala and the Democrat Party, this is what's coming. Whatever's happening in China is coming here. So Chinese companies, they collect massive amounts of data on Chinese people from their cell phones, their internet use, and they turn it over to the Chinese government. Let's just stop right there. For those of you who say, well, these are private companies in America, they'd never do that. Look at the vaccine mandates. How many private companies that have no business? They have no business adhering to this mandate. They know it's unconstitutional. They're not receiving federal funding. But yet they are still mandating that every associate, every employee gets vaccinated or they get fired. Don't think that your company you work for will not turn over everything that they have on you at work to our government. So these companies in China, they turn over everything to the government. The Chinese government can go into your cell phone, they can go into your internet use. Dozens of government agencies share data and information with each other, and hundreds of millions of surveillance cameras watch Chinese people in cities across the country. And they're adding more all the time. They also have advanced facial recognition technology and complex algorithms assist in determining the identity of those being surveilled in public places. And of course, this one should strike home. There are informers, members of the local community who report the good and the bad conduct of their neighbors and co-workers to government authorities. Again, nobody thought that that would ever happen. But how many people listening to this show were ratted out by their neighbors, ratted out by their friends for having COVID parties? People, they had the nerve of having family and friends over for the holidays or just to have people get together to enjoy a social situation. Their neighbors, their friends ratted them out to the authorities. Again, don't think this is not going to happen because it happens every day in America. This is why, a little off subject, this is why red flag laws are so dangerous. Any neighbor could say anything about anyone, and they are all of a sudden being investigated for being crazy, for having a gun. Who knows what could happen after that? But how would you like it if you're up, let's say, in the northern part of the country or in a country that has very cold weather, and you remote start your vehicle in the morning, and it turns off after 10 minutes, and you're like, oh, the windows are still frozen. I'm going to remote start it again. How would you like it if one of your neighbors called the authorities and said, hey, this man or this woman, they remote started their car twice. They're polluting the atmosphere. They're destroying the planet. I give them a negative rating. And that goes against your social credit score. And that may affect your ability to buy a house, to get a car, to get a loan. Because your neighbors are constantly watching you. How would that make you feel? You want to talk about an Orwellian surveillance state? You've got that in spades. And that's what's happening in China right now. It gives a whole new meaning to love thy neighbor. Because if you don't, they're looking for every little thing against you to turn you in and kill your social credit score. And what are the results of a negative social credit score? Well, those with low scores are therefore blacklisted. Those with low scores are denied travel benefits, and that includes access to visas or even ability to buy plane or train tickets. They can be denied employment or promotions at work, and their children can be denied access to the best schools and universities. Their names and faces are often placed prominently on public billboards to name and shame them. So let's say you've got and I apologize for any of my listeners whose names are Karen. This is not derogatory towards you, but this is the generalized term. Let's say you have a Karen that lives next door to you that hates your guts, hates you, and is going to do anything that she can to destroy you. This social credit score, this social credit system is the easiest way to do it. Just keep turning them in. Keep turning them in. He took 4 hours to mow his lawn instead of 3. So therefore, he used too much gasoline. Therefore, he is not saving the planet. I saw Mr. Velasquez drive to the store that was a mile away when he could just have walked and therefore saved the emissions from his system from destroying the atmosphere. That is what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. It's going to affect yours and your children's ability to do well in life. And what revolves around this whole thing? The government. The government is what's going to dictate what is right and what is wrong. If you are not a part, if you don't believe that green energy is the future, then you are screwed. Absolutely screwed. And here's the thing. This is where the whole COVID Great Reset comes. Bam! They collide with each other. If you've not been vaccinated, if you are not being seen wearing a mask in public, guess what that's going to do for you? It's going to lower your social credit score. It's going to kill your ability to thrive in life. It is going completely 180 degrees against what our founding fathers wanted for this country. Life. Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's all gone unless you conform to what the government decides is appropriate to raise your social credit rating. And social media is knee-deep, waist-deep, neck-deep. They're over their heads in this. Just a couple months ago, the White House announced that they were calling on Facebook and other social media companies to censor what our president, Joe Biden, called misinformation about COVID vaccines and the virus itself. But as this inept administration that we have all grown to hate has shown, they're asking these social media giants to do this. They've already done it. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they've already been actively censoring accurate information about COVID that the what they call a doctor, Anthony Fauci, the CDC, and Democrats wanted suppressed, specifically the evidence supporting the theory that the virus originated in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then there's more. Since the 2020 election and the January 26th, and I'm going to quote this, the riot at the Capitol, there has been an active attempt by the Democrat Party and their social media lapdogs to smear all Trump supporters as racists, extremists, and white supremacists, domestic terrorists. We are looked at in this country as terrorists because we stand for what this country was founded on. God forbid, we want freedom. We want less government in our lives. That makes us a terrorist. That makes us white supremacist. And also it makes us racist. But when this social credit score comes to America, it's going to make us unable to get a promotion, maybe even get a job. It's going to make us unable to buy a house. It's going to make us unable to buy a car. It's going to affect the way we can provide for our family just because we do not fall in line with the socialist government system. Are you ready? Honestly, are you ready to stand for that? I'm not. I will fight that tooth and nail. I will lay down my life to make sure my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and on and on and on, have a chance at the freedoms that I had growing up. I don't want our children growing up in a communist society like China, North Korea, Venezuela. I don't want that for them. I want them to have every opportunity to succeed. In communism, you don't have that unless you follow the government line. And the government line is you do what we say or you don't succeed. I want my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. I want all of them to be individuals, to be themselves, to be who they are, because every one of us is different. Call me crazy, but I want my children and their children and their children and their children to have a better life than I had. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how your score during this social credit system can raise and how it can lower. What affects your score? So sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Sunshine is kissing my face. You know what they say, you need to have darkness in order to see the light. And love is...
Hello, and welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me. There are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
The Stuff of Nightmares.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crimes. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
He used to hold the doors for all the girls, but Mr. Goldboy ain't no good no more. He used to apologize when he was wrong, but Mr. Goldboy ain't no good no more. I said, yeah, oh,
alrighty. Hey, if you like the music during the breaks, go to Jamendo.com. You're going to help independent artists gain exposure. So, we know what is the Chinese coming to American social credit score. But what exactly changes your score? What helps your score? What hurts your score? This is what is going to help and hurt your score. Just a few examples. And it's going to change depending on what the government priorities are at that particular time. But these are the basis of what is going to help or hurt you in your social status. And that's what this is. It's a social status. Back in, you know, the aristocracy days, the medieval days, you had a social status. And if you were a peasant, you were nothing. But if you had a social status, you were everything. And you could say that that really hasn't changed today. Well, it's going to be more exacerbated because now, if you have a bad social credit score, not only are you not going to get a house, you're not going to get a job, you're not going to get a car, you're not going to have your children be able to go to the best universities. Your picture, you ever been to the post office and seen the wanted posters up on the wall? That will be you because you have a horrible or a bad social credit rating. So you will be mocked and you will be disregarded in the community because they're going to look at that picture and say, oh, that person right there, he doesn't pay his bills. He doesn't follow traffic laws. He's a bad driver. And most importantly, he doesn't follow the government guidelines. He doesn't praise the government. So here in China, and again, this is coming here, and it's going to be pretty close to how you get your social status raised. Things that will improve your social score on your social credit scoring. You pay bills on time. Now, honestly, you should. If you have bills, pay them on time, and that will not only help your social credit rating, but your credit rating in general. Buying Chinese-made goods. And I'm going to be honest with you. The way the United States is going right now, it's not going to be buying American goods. It's going to be buying Chinese goods because this administration is in bed with the Chinese. So they're going to want you to buy Chinese goods. They're going to want you to be friends with other high scorers on social media. If you have 500 friends on social media and 20 of them are low ranking on the social credit scoring rating, that's going to hurt your score. So you only want to hang out and you only want to be friends on social media, which is a complete farce, because honestly, how many friends on social media do you actually converse with? 5, 10, maybe 15, 20? The other ones are across the country, across the world. You may converse with them via social media, but you have no interaction face-to-face with them. But in China, if you are friends with a person that has a low social media score, or I'm sorry, a low social credit score, that's going to affect your social credit rating. It will also help to improve your score by donating to charity. Yeah, we can donate to charity. We're going to talk in the later aspects of the show about the Salvation Army, about whether we should be donating to them. It's also going to affect your score to be looking after your family, which is a good thing, or praising the government on social media. So before you go to bed at night, rather than say your prayers, don't say your prayers because that doesn't mean anything. What you need to do is you need to get on social media and you need to praise your government. All hail Joe Biden, the greatest president of all time. You do that and that will increase your social credit score. Tell me how this doesn't sound like Nazi Germany, like Soviet Russia, like communist Cuba, North Korea, Venezuela. Tell me how this doesn't sound eerily reminiscent of that. You have to praise the government. If you don't praise the government, you are not a good citizen. So what do you get if you have a good credit score? Well, you are fast-tracked to visa applications, and not the credit card, for traveling visas. You have discounted energy and insurance costs. You have better interest rates from lenders. You get a higher visibility on dating apps in China. Okay, so I guess if you're single, it's good to praise the government, even if you don't believe in what they're saying. Lastly, in China, you get a free Ford Mustang rental from a vending machine. This Ford Mustang, it looks like a cat. I'm not making this up. This is absolutely serious. That is the biggest perk of being a good social credit rating citizen. How do you lose points, though? Things that will harm your social score are bad driving, playing video games, befriending people with a low social score, jaywalking, smoking in non-smoking areas, leaving a bike on a footpath, insincere apologies. There is a lot on that list that makes you ask, how in the hell would they know if I'm playing video games? How would they know if I'm smoking in a non-smoking area? How would they know if I leave a bike on a footpath? How would they know if I give an insincere apology? The answer to that question is, you can't go anywhere in China without being monitored. It is coming, if it's not here already, to America. Honestly, if you knew how many places you are being watched, you can be tracked just going to the store, going to school, going through an intersection. You would be amazed. I hear so many times, look, I don't care if there's a surveillance society. I'm not doing anything wrong. You who say that are part of the problem. Because I don't need the government watching me all of the time. If you're listening to this whole segment here, and you think, oh, this is great, I'll help you pack your bags. I'll buy your plane flight to Venezuela, to North Korea, to China, so you can live under this authoritarian system, this dictatorship. This is not how America was founded. America was doing absolutely exponentially splendid prior to these quote-unquote woke people trying to change who we are. Don't change who America is. If you don't like it, move away. You see, that's what these people that come here legitimately and legally do. They don't like where they're at. They think they have a better opportunity, so they come to America. They come here legally, and they do it right. And they are better off than they would have ever been in the country they have left. Well, if you think you are so oppressed in this country as it is, by all means, leave. Get the hell out of here. We don't want you. I don't want you here. Because all you're doing is putting restrictions on my freedoms because you feel offended. Go spend a year in Venezuela. Go spend a year in North Korea. Go spend a year in China and tell me how offended and how restricted you are. Because with this social credit system, if you don't follow the government's rules, you will receive a low social credit score. And what that means is you will have restricted internet access. It could become more difficult for you to purchase property. It could be harder to get a job. It could be more difficult for your children to get into good schools. It limits access to flights and train travel. It has restrictions on certain consumer goods. It restricts access to some hotels. And on top of that, you have your name placed on a public blacklist. Now, if you don't think this is true, within the last year, as many as 17.5 million Chinese citizens were unable to buy airline tickets, and another 5 million were barred from rail travel because they are named on a public blacklist, which takes in information from its scoring system. So let me wrap this up. This is coming. This is on its way to the United States. We are not going to get out of a social credit system unless the Republicans take charge. Because this is exactly what the Democrats want. They want a Chinese system in place. You look at anything that the Democrats are putting forth in this country, and you follow the money, and it goes back to the Chinese. Why? Because they're being paid handsomely. They don't care about this country. They don't care about you and I. All they care about is, am I getting more power and am I getting more money? That's all they care about. It's time we get rid of these people. But, you know, we're just complacent and just say, hey, that's a good name. I know that name. I'm just going to go ahead and vote for that person. Those days are done, everybody. It's time to start making some really big changes. Know who you're voting for. Know what you're voting for. Because if you don't, your social credit score may impede you from getting that promotion, maybe impeding you from getting that house, getting that car, or hell, you may not be able to be traveling because you do not conform with the government's idea of what a citizen should be. Are you ready for that? Are you going to let that go? Are you going to let just the old standby just continue to go? Or are we going to vote these people out? Because it's time now. We are right there. We are right at the tipping point. Are we going to go communism? Or are we going to take back this country? 2022 will be our answer. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more politics and we're going to have some paranormal into it. Sit back, relax, open that mind.
This is Harvey Gott, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
Hello, and welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me. There are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
Thank you.
Alrighty, so we're going to end the show. We're going to do some political and we're going to do some paranormal. But this week, Charlemagne the God, no idea who that is. I'm not big on entertainment, but he apparently has a podcast and he had Kamala Harris on there. And apparently he had the audacity to ask Kamala Harris who the real president is. Is it Joe Biden or is it Joe Manchin? Well, I'm going to play the clip for you, but I want you to hear this because Kamala Harris's handlers were like, "Well, done. We're done. Nobody can hear you. We're done." And Kamala Harris is like, I can hear you. And then she goes off and like, don't talk like a Republican. I want you to hear this because this is right here the epitome of being a Democrat. You can't hear both sides of any type of story, any type of opinion. It's your opinion only. But there's two. There's a right and a left side. You have to be able to hear both sides. And if you honestly think Joe Biden is running this country by himself, you are severely delusional. Because there are people behind the scenes. It has been proven without the shadow of a doubt. I played it for you on this show, where he's got somebody talking in his earpiece. But Kamala Harris, well, give her credit, I guess, for standing by the man that can't stand her. Listen to this.
All right, who's the superhero that's going to speak against Joe Manchin? No. I want to know who the real president of this country is. Is it Joe Biden or Joe Manchin?
I'm sorry. I interrupted. I don't think the vice president can hear you. It's Simone. I'm so sorry, Charlamagne.
Yeah, they have to rap right now.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me, Madam Vice President?
Okay, so I'm sorry. You got to rap.
Oh.
So I'm sorry to interrupt.
They're acting like they can't hear me.
I can hear you.
Oh, so who's the real? So who's the real president of this country? Is it Joe Manchin or Joe Biden, Madam Vice President?
Come on, Charlamagne. It's Joe Biden.
I can't tell sometimes.
No. It's Joe Biden, and don't start talking like a Republican about asking whether or not he's president.
Do you think Joe Manchin
is a
problem?
It's Joe Biden, and I'm vice president, and my name is Kamala Harris.
First off, at the end of that, she's got to get her point in there. I'm the vice president. I'm Kamala Harris. Not for long, girlfriend. Your staff is leaving left and right. Joe Biden hate you. You are gone. As soon as they find a way to get you out of there, you're gone. But this is a Democrat, Charlemagne the God. He's a liberal. He's a black liberal. And he's asking, who's the real president? Even the liberals know that Joe Biden has got handlers behind the scene, that there's somebody else running the country. But Kamala Harris, in her infinite boasting, has to say, hey, it's Joe Biden. And I'm the vice president. My name's Kamala Harris. Remember that, okay? Yeah, I'll remember that as the worst vice president in the history of this country, to go along with the worst president in the history of this country. And I never thought that anybody would beat Jimmy Carter. Never thought it. But yet here we are. And then he goes to Kentucky to survey the horrific damage from the tornadoes that ravaged Kentucky and the surrounding states. He began his remarks with a joke. Let me know if you think this might be a little inappropriate.
I kid and say the best thing that ever came out of Kentucky was my sister-in-law. And she's all blue. She went to UK, then she went up to Duke Law School, and she married my brother. We're all thankful to everybody for her marrying my brother. And at any rate, so you got to remember me.
So you have 70 dead from a massive tornado. And you say the best thing coming out of Kentucky is my sister-in-law.
Is that how we're going to start a press conference? Is this what we've relegated ourselves to as a president? Say what you want about Donald Trump, but Donald Trump would come in there and he would respect the dead. He would respect the mourning families. He wouldn't start off with a joke, well, the best thing to come out of Kentucky is my sister-in-law. Screw everybody else that died. And you got a mother and her son standing there going, what the hell is this guy talking about? This is what we have leading our country. Are you not afraid? Are you not scared? Are you not a little bit concerned about this? Because you should be. But this is where we are in America today. Accept it. We are here. What are you going to do about it? So what I'm going to do, I want to end the show. And I had a listener, and I've been looking into this. We have a gland in our brains called the pineal gland. It's roughly, I guess, the size of a pine cone. It has rods and cones in it. Now, rods and cones are only found in our eyes. They allow us to see. This pineal gland inside of our brain has rods and cones in it. And throughout history, it has been taught that this is your third eye. This is what allows you to see into the spirit realm, into other dimensions. I'm a believer that my third eye is somewhat open because, yeah, I grew up with city water. Now, I want to bring a point home to you. If you grew up in the city, they put fluoride in your water. Fluoride was put in water in concentration camps during Nazi Germany's reigns, where they put Jews in the concentration camps. The reason that they did that is it made them subservient. It made them docile. And what it does is it calcifies your pineal gland, your third eye. Well, growing up, I hated water. Hated it. Never drank it. Give me a Mountain Dew. Give me a Pepsi. Give me a Faygo Rock and Rye. I'm loving it. So even though I lived on city water, which was fluoridated, which is proven to calcify the pineal gland, I feel mine is open because I never drank water. As I become older, I began to drink more and more water, but the difference is it's from a well and it's not fluoridated. Fluoride kills you. Fluoride is a neurotoxin. But yet we still let cities put this in our water supply. For those of you who do not have a calcified third eye, I want to play this frequency for you because this frequency supposedly is going to help open your third eye. And when you open your third eye, you will be able to see other dimensions. You will be able to see parallel universes. That's why I believe I can see ghosts. That's why I believe I can see UFOs. Because my pineal gland is not calcified. I didn't drink all that water, all that fluoridated water. So I'm going to play about a minute of this. I really, and this is a heartfelt, really want you to contact me after listening to this and let me know, did you feel anything? Are you seeing things that you never saw? Do you feel a stirring in your brain that you didn't feel before after hearing this? This frequency will open your third eye if it has not been calcified, if it has not been destroyed by fluoride. Listen. Close your eyes, unless you're driving. If you're driving, stop here.
go home, sit in a room, close your eyes, and essentially meditate and listen to this. And let me know if it relaxes you. And if you feel a stirring that you never felt before, this frequency will open your third eye. So I know a lot of you are asking right now, why would he put that on this show? Well, let me tell you. I'm a firm believer that those of us who have their third eye open can see through the lies, through the manipulations, and literally through the lies that we are being told on a daily basis. For those of us who can see through that, we need more than our eyes. In doing the research and doing the reading on the third eye, the ancient civilizations on this planet knew that our third eye existed, and they knew that it gave us almost supernatural abilities. And I believe that our government and those in power want us to not have that. They want to disable, they want to just completely get rid of our ability to use our third eye. There is no denying the Nazis used fluoride in the water to make the Jewish prisoners docile. That what they were almost, it was almost like they had a lobotomy. And that's what we're drinking every day if you use city water and your water includes fluoride. For some reason or other, our ancestors in the Middle Ages and even the 18, 1700s, their teeth never fell out. But we continue to be told that fluoride is what's going to save our teeth. Fluoride, look it up. It's a neurotoxin. And I'm not saying I don't brush my teeth, because I do. And it's with a fluoride toothpaste. But I don't ingest it in the water supply. Follow me down this rabbit hole. Our government and the powers that be are purposefully trying to stop us from keeping that third eye open. Because if we can't keep it open, we can't see through the lies and the BS that the government and the mainstream media are giving us. I'm proud to say, I believe my third eye is open, and I can see through it. If you're listening to this show, you can see through it too. Congratulations. Alrighty, everybody. I'm probably going to do a show probably after Christmas, so I want to wish every one of my listeners a very, very Merry Christmas. I hope your Christmas is wonderful, filled with joy, filled with family, and filled with love. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I can't wait till next week's show. I'm going to keep it a secret, but it's going to be an awesome show. I know what I'm going to talk about already, and that's a rarity on my show. So sit back, relax, open that mind, You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you next week.